another gospel, any plan of salvation other than through Christ Jesus. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have had preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 1:6-8. This sounds serious. What is meant by another gospel? When we step back from the narrow religious definition of salvation, to be saved from hellfire damnation, and consider its broader meaning, we begin to understand what another gospel is. Salvation is really defined by the teachings of Christ Jesus. Very simply, he came to change the way people think about God, to deliver them from the guilt and penalty of sin, and to make it possible for them to be healed. When we look at what Jesus did day to day, we see him healing the sick, casting out devils, and generally meeting the needs of the people. All the while, he was teaching them about the true nature of God and his kingdom. In his death, he contractually settled all of our debts and healed all of us. In his resurrection, he defeated the last enemy, death, so that we too can experience eternal life and abundant life. In his promise of the Holy Spirit, he brought us into full relationship with God. In that relationship, we have access by faith into all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, which includes prosperity and good health. From this brief summary, we see that Christ has met all of humanity's needs. There's not one deficiency in his plan, which we call the gospel. So another gospel would be one which addresses any of man's needs outside of Christ. Whoa, are you saying that all of man's systems are part of another gospel? Yes. But I'm not attributing maliciousness to any person who has created, worked in, or supported those systems. I'm simply stating facts based on the Word of God, which communicates the perfection and finality of the gospel. In defense of those who've created, worked in, or supported systems in conflict with the gospel, they did so because of unbelief, which is man's natural state. They did not believe, and those for whom and to whom they served with these other systems did not believe. So they did the best they could in unbelief. But that is exactly where humanity was before Christ came. They were doing the best they could in ignorance and unbelief, and they perished in that state. Paul is very emphatic in denouncing another gospel because he understood that it undermined everything that Christ had appropriated. It undermined God's plan. He knew that its foundation was unbelief, and that without faith it was impossible to please God or receive anything from God. Where are we today? Even the church operates in unbelief, denying the word, in fact, denying the power of the Holy Spirit, and essentially living under another gospel. The power of Satan to deceive is manifested all over the world today. Lying is accepted, self-deceit is encouraged, immorality is rewarded with wealth and honor. This has happened because we have accepted another gospel. Paul cursed with the authority of God those who would espouse another gospel, because of the corruption that would come from it. It is time for us to repent. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of his place, except you repent. Revelation 2 and 5. The first works is believing the gospel of the kingdom of Christ Jesus. Yes, this is serious stuff.